It's Monday, the 8th of November, and welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Hi, Callum.
Good morning. Hi.
OPEC Plus decided to increase output by 400,000 barrels per day when it met last week. The market sold off afterwards. Were you surprised by that reaction?
Well, yes, I was a bit. It did fall quite heavily. It looks like it might even break $80 per barrel at one point when looking at the price of Brent. Now, the 400,000 barrel per day increase for December was what the market was expecting. It was what OPEC had said they were going to do previously. That they said they were going to continue adding that amount every month until the cuts are completely unwound. So that was the market's expectation. But ahead of the meeting, the market had been declining. In fact, we've been declining since the end of October. But particularly in the lead up to the meeting, the market came off. And so really, my feeling was that there were some jitters, that particularly because of some of the things that Biden was saying, that maybe OPEC Plus would do something extra in some way, and that there was some nervousness about that happening. So on that line of reasoning, you would expect that the market would actually rally when it became clear that OPEC were just going to stick with their 400,000 barrels per day, that they weren't going to do anything extra, and that would continue to leave the market in a significant deficit, and OPEC weren't going to do anything about the deficit. So it was a surprise, in which case, that when it became clear that they weren't going to add any more, that the market actually sold off rather than rallied.
And why do you think the market reacted this way?
Well, there has been a lot of talk about the US potentially releasing some of its strategic reserves, and maybe this led to some nervousness that explained the softness in the prices. But it's not at all clear that they would actually go ahead and do that. I mean, really, the strategic reserves are supposed to be there for genuine emergencies and disruptions to supply rather than just controlling prices. And of course, when you start to use something like that for controlling prices, the expectation is that you'll continue to go on doing so. Anyway, the fact is the market's higher this morning. Brent's over $83 per barrel again. And I think perhaps the market is starting to feel that actually the US isn't going to do anything to react to this. I mean, after all, it does seem a little bit odd that the US is the world's largest oil producer and is still producing less oil than it did before the pandemic, is complaining that OPEC Plus are not producing enough oil.
And looking ahead, where do you think the market may go from here?
Well, as I say, the market is already higher. It was interesting to see that the Saudis have published their monthly selling prices, their official selling prices, which is they've announced the spread at which they will sell crude in December relative to the benchmarks for particular regions. And in all the regions they sell to, they have increased that spread, particularly a sharp increase in Europe, interestingly. So that suggests that Saudi Aramco is very confident about demand, which is consistent with what we were saying about the deficit in the market. So the market fundamentally is in a strong place. We have had a downtrend since the start of October, when we came within 4 cents of hitting the 2018 high. But we're up towards the top end of that downtrend. So I think there's certainly a possibility that the market could break higher still, to break out of this downtrend. And then perhaps we could retest the highs around 86 that we saw at the end of October.
Turning to European gas markets, there had been an expectation that more Russian gas would start to flow into Europe this month. How have things been progressing so far?
Well, not very well. Last week we were talking about the fact that the flows through one of the key pipelines had actually turned negative, so gas was being exported rather than imported into Europe. At the end of last week, though, that turned positive again, and inflows climbed. So it started to look like maybe we were starting to see this increase in supplies that Europe really needs. But that's now reverted. The flows are negative again, and the market has been strong on the back of that. So still looks extremely uncertain. And obviously now we are well into the heating season and inventories are starting to draw down. So still a very concerning situation for the European gas market for the winter ahead.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.